From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh, indicating the target was King Salman's palace. Air defenses destroyed it, and there were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Security Council that Iran may be implicated.
While we don't yet have sufficient insight into this particular attack, it bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided weapons. It is only a matter of time before one of these missiles hits the target.
She quoted the Houthis as saying the intended target was a meeting of Saudi leaders, called it a flashing red siren for the council. She said sanctions against Iran should be considered. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between the rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. A missile attack last month prompted the coalition to temporarily close access points to Yemen, blocking weapon shipments, but also cutting access for desperately needed humanitarian aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for the country, Jamie McGoldrick, warned of a growing catastrophe.
Yemen is the largest food insecurity crisis in the world, and our recent humanitarian needs overview identified almost 18 million people who are in need of support food-wise.
Iran supports the rebels but has denied supplying them with weapons. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi appealed Tuesday to the Kenyan government for patience in trying to close down the Dadaab refugee camp, home to tens of thousands of Somali refugees.
The people of this camp continue to need help, even if there are some possibilities of repatriation. Many people don't want to take those opportunities now. They should be free not to take those opportunities and to continue to be protected and assisted here.
Kenya suspects al-Shabaab insurgents have been recruiting from the camp. This is VOA News. Campaigning is over ahead of Thursday's special election in Spain's Catalonia region. Madrid imposed direct rule and called the election after quashing independence drive. Pre-election polls suggest a close election outcome between those supporting independence and those who wish to remain part of Spain.
Pues esta fecha histórica sí que va a ser importante.
Candidate Inés Arrimadas of the Citizens Party, which opposes independence, vowed that Thursday would be the expiration date for the independence process. Madrid dissolved the Catalan government and jailed some of its members for rebellion following an independence declaration October 27th. The European Union and U.S. jointly called for the release of two Reuters journalists who disappeared in Myanmar, also known as Burma, a week ago. The European Commission's spokesman is Margaritis Schinas.
Through this statement, we state that we expect the Myanmar authorities to ensure the full protection of their rights and to release the journalists as quickly as possible.
Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
We are deeply concerned about their detention. We do not know their whereabouts. You know, today I want to make it clear that we're calling for their immediate release.
The journalists disappeared after being invited to dinner by police officers in the outskirts of Yangon. A government spokesman said they're being treated well and in good health. They had been covering the exodus of Rohingya Muslims in western Rakhine State amid a security crackdown. UN Special Syria Envoy Stefan de Mistura called on the Security Council Tuesday to propose a timeline for elections and guidance on constitutional reform to revive 3 years of pretty much stalled peace talks.
I believe the time has come for the UN to provide some specific elaborations on the constitutional and electoral baskets, and how they relate to governance and counterterrorism, security governance and confidence in building measures, and therefore stimulate a wider consultation.
Meanwhile, the Council Tuesday approved delivery of humanitarian aid across the country for another year. The UN General Assembly is expected to Thursday take up an emergency special session request by Arab and Muslim nations on the status of Jerusalem, following a U.S. veto in the Security Council Monday, meant to maintain the status quo of Jerusalem after President Donald Trump recognized it as Israel's capital December 6. The Assembly will consider a resolution that calls on Mr. Trump to withdraw that declaration. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez has proclaimed re-election victory after the Electoral Tribunal declared him winner of the disputed November 26 election. He offered to hold talks with the opposition, but that offer was rejected by challenger Salvador Nasralla. The U.S. Congress passed major tax legislation Tuesday, but a last-minute hitch means the House of Representatives will have to vote again on it Wednesday once the Senate approves it before it can be sent to President Donald Trump for his approval. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.